All right, so last game of 2023, December 31st, New Year's Eve, Merrimack defeats Stonehill by a score of 3-2. Warrior, the game was tied to nothing with two goals tonight. And first of all, Ty, that first period, it seemed like, you know, you guys had the better of the shots on goal, better of the chances, whatever. Not able to get one past their goaltender, however. What was the talk in between periods after the first?
Yeah, I mean, their goalie played good. I mean, we didn't play as good as we mostly wanted to, but, I mean, we just came out with a different attitude and just got pucks on net, and we found one in the back of the net.
Now, what did you talk about in terms of what you needed to do in the second? Because it certainly looked like one of the things you guys did differently was, you know, maybe a little extra effort to try to get to those, you know, gritty areas around the net, and that's how you ended up scoring a couple of goals.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the word was, like, just we got to battle more. I mean, we were down 12-3 on faceoffs, I think. We just needed more compete from everyone at the end of the day. So, I mean, we came out in the second and got that, and it worked for us.
So how about the first goal? Well, first of all, before we talk about that, it seems like, you know, you working together along with, Benny Brar, Mark Hillier, seem like you guys have a bit of chemistry here.
Yeah, definitely. They make it really easy to play out there. They always find me in the right spots. I find them in the right spots, so it's really easy to play with them.
So the first goal, tell us what happened on that play.
Yeah, I mean, Mark kind of just sent a floater in from the point. It went off me and Brar, and then Brar sent a pretty nice pass to me back door.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked like, you know, that backhand pass from him. Is that anything you guys have practiced at all?
No, not practiced, but it was a pretty sweet pass.
Seems like the kind of thing where, you know, I mean, you're going to the net and you're looking for a puck or whatever, but you have to be ready to get the puck in any situation. So even though the guy's got his back to you, you know, he's going to try to get you the puck.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he seemed like he had eyes on the back of his head there finding me back door, so it was a pretty nice pass.
And then the second goal, a little while later after that one, you guys were able to keep the puck in the zone for a while. Looked like maybe they're getting a little winded out there, and you were able to score again.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, we worked them down pretty good. We had lots of pressure, and then Bucky was able to find me in the slot, and I hammered it home, so, yeah.
Now, it seems like, you know, on that play, too, like, maybe, you know, that one wasn't right, you know, in the crease or whatever, but you're still able to find some space there and a pretty good scoring chance, you know, grade A shot area.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I think they were pretty bagged. They were kind of lazy, I would say, and we capitalized on that.
So you guys were up 2-1. They end up scoring a goal to cut it to, rather, 2-0, and then they cut it to 2-1 shortly after that. You know, you guys are in a game pretty much all the way through.
Yeah, I mean, we just had to forget about it and keep sticking to what we know and keep playing our game, and we knew it'd be fine.
Kind of a strange play at the end of the second period. You know, you guys are up 3-1, maybe getting ready to go to locker room at 3-1, but after they win the draw and dump the puck in, I don't know what it hit behind the net, one of those yellow things maybe sticking up and comes out front, you know, and they score a goal. You know, you guys could almost go in one or two directions at that point and, you know, kind of get back on your heels or, you know, sort of say forget it. What did you just say at that point?
Yeah, I mean, we knew it was an unlucky goal. We just kind of had to forget about that one too and keep playing our game. And, yeah, I mean, it was just unlucky. I feel bad for Borge, but he played a hell of a game tonight, so it was good for him.
And then third period, you know, no scoring, but back and forth. They obviously, you know, they're looking for a win, looking for their first win, and battling, it seemed like, really from you know, the beginning of the game all the way through. It was a good battle in the third period there, and you guys were able to pull out the win.
Yeah, I mean, give them credit. They worked hard in the third period, but, I mean, that penalty at the end, I think, kind of cost them, put us up for the rest of the game. So we were able just to kind of hold it out from there. But, yeah, they definitely worked hard.
All right, Ty, we appreciate it. Two goals tonight in the Warrior of the Game. Ty, we appreciate it. Congratulations and Happy New Year as well.
Thank you. Happy New Year.